This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider for just a second the cell phone. You can email, shoot videos, read the paper, get directions, text, and call somebody. A bare-bones list, that is, of what we do with our mobile devices. More and more, though, we're paying for things, too. It's early days yet for mobile payments as a business model, but it's already worth more than $172 billion a year worldwide, which means, everybody wants a slice. So today, more than a dozen big retailers, including the biggest of them all, said they're in. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has that story.
Walmart, 7-Eleven, and Target are some of the merchants putting a lot of money where your mouth is. They're part of a group working on a system that would let shoppers pay for things with their phones. Industry consultant Richard Crone says each store would have its own app.
Siri, open the Target app. Siri, open the Macy's app. So it makes it easy.
When you open the app, the store knows you're there, says Rick Oglesby, a mobile payments analyst for the ITE Group.
A picture of the consumer pops up. It gives the opportunity for the merchant to look up and say, hey, Stacy, it's good to see you. How can I help you today?
Okay, that's creepy. But it's also good for business, says Oglesby. Now the store can look me up and see that I buy a lot of shoes and send a coupon for shoes to my phone. But consultant Deborah Kay isn't so sure consumers will sign on to this. She points out only 11% of us use mobile payments.
Okay, so if I'm in Walmart, I have to know which app to use to pay in the Walmart. If I'm in Starbucks, I have to know which one to use in Starbucks. Is that really more convenient than just pulling out one credit card?
Still, consultant Richard Crone says consumers could see a financial advantage if they link their shopping app to a personal budget app that helps them track and control spending. Of course, you can always put your budget app on hold, says consultant Deborah Kay.
If you're already at the cash register and you've got this thing that you want to buy and there's a little buzz that says, don't do it, are you going to put it back? I don't think so.
The shoes stay in the basket. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.